We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Yud Aleph Akare Sarach Shem Asaras Bnei Haman. The person who is reading the Megillah is supposed to say the Asaras Bnei Haman Vegam Tevis Asaras, including the word Asaras Hakol B'Neshimas Achas, all in one breath. Leidio, because like that we publicize Shakulim Nerugav Nitlu Ke'echad. They were all killed in one time. Now again, l'chatchil loyim ben chomish meis ish hakol ben shimus achas. And actually, one should l'chatchil begin from the words chomish meis is all in one breath. Or b'di'evad afilu hifzik ben aseres bnei haman. But b'di'evad, even if while saying the aseres bnei haman, one stopped yotzim. U'mash nagim b'ktas mekayim shakala kol oimer aseres bnei haman. That some places have a minig that everybody says all aseres bnei haman and a minig nachim. It's not a proper minig. El hakol hakayril vad yomrim. Only the balkayri should say him. Hakol yishma kumay kol megillah. And the community should listen to it like they listen to the rest of the megillah. Shayomrim ham kayrei. When the balkayri gets to the pasuk of Belailel who nodadosh nas hamelach, yagbiya kayla, he should raise his voice. Kishmisham maschil ikra nes. That's where the nes begins. Shayomrim geris hazois. And when he says the words of geris hazois, the Neas of Megillah, to show this is the Megillah that's being referred to. The Ragachava famously said that the minig is to say the Seres Bnei Haman, because as we're learning, the Seres Bnei Haman is supposed to be said in one breath. The Balkaire can't do that on our behalf. So since each one of us have an obligation to say the Seres Bnei Haman in one breath, we say it ourselves. Another reason the Aruch HaShulchan gives is because that's where the Neis really begins. And another pshat is because we're concerned that since the Balkair is saying it in one breath, we won't be able to properly hear it. That's why we all say it ourselves. The minig also is that in the words in the Megillah, Higeres Apur Mazois Hashenis, we also lift up the Megillah. Also the minig is that the four psukim that represent the Gula, that represent the Nes, are said out loud. Ish Yehudi Matcha Yatza, Lehudim Haisa Oiro, Kematcha Yehuda. There are those that say certain psukim with the Nigan of Echa, the Pas of Kalim, Kalim Shimon, the Melech of Muhammad Yashal Lishtais, Adza Oki Gdol Ma'ara. There are some that focus on the seven places in the Megillah where there's a remes for the shame, Havaya. One should not stop between psukim more than one breath. And there's some that sing certain psukim that speak about the Yeshuas that we experience by the Nais of the of Esther. Sifta Zav Mishesh Lefana Megillah Psula Chumash. Somebody who only has a Pasul Megillah or Chumash. La Yikrim Shlich Tzibur should not read along with Shlich Tzibur. Kimu Kairi, if he's reading along, he's not paying proper attention. Even if he is having proper kavana, there may be somebody else listening to what he says, and he won't properly have kavana for what the shlich tzibur says. No one should help along the shlich tzibur when they let the shlich tzibur read from the Megillah. Those psukim that we just identified, that everybody says out loud, the shlich tzibur, after everybody says those psukim, the shlich tzibur should read them again. If somebody is already read the Megillah, now he's reading to be mighty someone else with the Kriyas Megillah. If the person to whom he's reading on behalf, Yodea Ba'atzmai Levarach Sabrachas, is capable of saying the Brachas himself, Yevarach Ba'atzmai, that person should say the Brachas himself. V'mi'isha, and if it's a woman who we're reading on her behalf, Toiv Yosef Shakurei Yevarach, then the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch suggests that the Baal Kari should make the bracha, but he should say, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvayisu b'tzvanu l'shmaya mikra Megillah. But the Mechas Yitzchak says that the proper minig is that each woman should say, that the woman should say the bracha herself, and each person should make their own bracha. And actually, even by men, many suggest that if you're reading for men and you already read the Megillah or heard the Megillah, let somebody who's hearing the Megillah now be the one to make the bracha. If there are 10 people, one should make for all of them. If not, one should, each one of the people listening should make their own bracha. The minig we saw is by women, the bracha should be l'shmaya Megillah. Some say that the minig is l'shmaya Mikra Megillah is the proper bracha for women. Sif Yudzayin b'Shabbos Shein Purim, Shabbos which is not Purim, Matarim l'tatlos Megillah. One may move a Megillah, it's not considered muksa. Makamaka Mechal b'Orim b'Yom Rishon, if Purim falls on Sunday, and therefore we need the Megillah and Shul on Matzah Shabbos, Ein lohavi b'Shabbos a Megillah b'Eis HaKnesses, one should not bring the Megillah to Shul on Shabbos. I feel b'Yesh M'Kskenes b'Erevin, even if it's a city that has an Erev, so there is no issue of carrying, b'Shon d'Amech HaShabbos l'Chol, there is, you are carrying for on Shabbos for what you need during the week. But the Stechemet says, the Bal Korei, who's going to be reading the Megillah on Matzah Shabbos Sunday, may take out the time on Shabbos to prepare the Kriyas Megillah, and it's not considered that you're preparing on Shabbos for the weekdays. Sif Yud Ches, Tziba Sheilam Suyach, Tziba Shiyach Likras, a Megillah, Matam Kroi, if there's a shul, a tzibur, that doesn't have a Balkari that knows how to properly read the Megillah, Yechel Likra Gam B'loi Tamim, that could read the Megillah even without the proper way of reading it. Rak Shiyikras Atevis Kuroi, but it's always important to read the words with a proper pronunciation, Shleishtana Inyan, in a way that the meaning of the words remain the same. And there's certain Pesukim in the Megillah that there are two ways of reading them, and we read in both ways. For example, Leish Kalish Soyre Bebeisai or Shoyre Bebeisai, Vihiba Amram Elav Yom Yom. Some say Ka Amram, Lahashmed Laharig Laabed, and some say Lahashmed Ulaharig. Vishloi Amram Befneim. So it says in the Megillah, it says Befneim, and some read over Lifneim, and then the and Akei Kol Yom Erem Purim. Once we say with a strong pay, pay the gusha, and once we say it, pay refuya. Shim kara b'makam matcha yoshev. Instead of saying matcha is sitting, you read yoshev, he was sitting. Or makam where it says haman nifal, haman was falling, you say nifal, he fell already. Ukadaima, other such examples. I feel b'diavad eni yoytza, because that represents a change of the word. B'cham lasas, the Megillah, the Kudus, Yecholim, last Megillah, Nekudus for Tamim. One could put into the Megillah Nekudus and Tamim, Shikra Kahigin, to be able to read the Megillah properly, going Kivin Shishasa Tchak, where there's no other way to properly read the Megillah. V'achi Adot Tvei, it's better that way, Mimash Shikra Echim Etaych Chumash Balakash, rather reading from a printed Chumash. The Kivin Shizah Koyim Etaych Chumash, somebody who's reading from the Chumash, to the person who's reading from the Megillah, afilum kari belachish, even if he's reading quietly, any yachal ulchavin datoi, he can't properly concentrate sheyishma shliach tzibur, that he's going to hear the words from the shliach tzibur. Nimtz shakar rak mataych chumash. So it turns out that the Megillah that he listened to was all from a chumash, and therefore any yoytze. Vim er kach, if that happens, Sarach Lachso L'Shem V'Tach Megillah K'sher, he has to hear the Megillah all over again. Sif Yutes, Tziva She'en Le Megillah K'shera K'dina, but Tziva doesn't have a kosher Megillah. Mikomakam Hiksuv Al Klaf, if the Megillah is written on a Klaf, Kol Chosoi, Rak She'chaseris Eza Tevis Bem Tzor, just there are certain words missing from the middle of the Megillah. Kimish Le'chosu by Inyan Echad Shalim, it's not missing a whole part of the Megillah, a whole separate issue. And also, you have to have that at least you have most of the Megillah written. Also, the Kav HaChaim says that if it's missing the Seres Bnei Haman, you can't read from that Megillah. But if those aren't the issues, and you have no other Megillah, you can read from that Megillah. The part that's not written in the Megillah, Yikra Kar Bal Peh, the Bal Kar should read it at by heart. A Yomel Fun of Malach with Tech Chumash, or somebody should whisper those words to him from a Chumash. Avam ain't Megillah Klal, but if there's no Megillah available at all, or Shechosu by Inyan Echad Shalom, or there's an entire subject in the Megillah missing, or Shechosu by Metchila B'Soif, the beginning or the end of the Megillah is missing. Everybody should read by themselves from a chumash. Veim avarchim, and in those circumstances, a bracha should not be said. If there's an individual that the only Megillah available to him is a non kosher Megillah, Karibai should read from it b'lay brachas. Sifchaf Avol Taich Shiva, an Avol during the Shiva, if Purim falls during the Shiva, Noig B'chol Dina Avelis. There, he keeps all the halachas of Avelis. Vosaliris Kamina Simcha is not allowed to participate in Simcha. But there are different minhagim. Some don't sit on a low chair on Purim. Some wear shoes on Purim. Certainly one should not participate in a public Sudas Purim. That's during the Shiva. And in general, if it's during the Shloishim, Rachman al Tzlan on a parent, we're also Machmer. During the 12 months after the Shloishim, or during the Shloishim and other relatives, one could be a little more lenient, but again, it should be very low key. But regarding shoes on the sitting on a chair, that we could be more lenient. Because that's very public. The night of Purim, it is oval during the Shiva, could bring a minion to the house. Mutav is better. He should daven ma'ariv at home, yelch lebeis haknesses to shmoya megillah, and go to shul for kriyas megillah. Mechaba matzah Shabbos, but if Purim falls on matzah Shabbos, yelch lebeis haknesses lachasud the shlishis by yoyim. He could go to shul during the day after sudah shlishis, ubiyoyim, and during the day of Purim, even though this individual Rachman Tzlan is an ovel, yelch lebeis haknesses, he could go to shul at tefillah lemegillah. There's a machloikis. If he can gather a minion at home, should he or not? Some say if he could gather a minion at home, that would be better. Some suggest that since there's a specific point of Baroi Bam Hamdras Melech to read the Megillah as publicly as possible, so then even if he could have a minion in the house, he should go to shul. If somebody lost a relative in Tanis Esther, Ubalailhu Oinakan Makfura, and we know till the Kfur he's an Oinan. Yishma Kriyas Megillah Me'acha, he should hear somebody else read the Megillah. V'layoch Abasa, he shouldn't eat meat. V'layish the Yain, as is the halacha Rachman Tzlan B'ra Oinan. Ki v'layla ena chayi b'mishta. There's no chiv sud at night. V'ayoyim l'acha Yitzim Be'esek Knesses, after davening in the morning, Kaivim Sameis, that's when we do the Kfura. V'achach Yispalel, and then he should daven. V'yikras Megillah, and he could read the Megillah, or Yishma Me'ach, or hear the Megillah for someone else. Shima Kriyas Megillah Kaidim Kfura, if he heard the Megillah before the Kfura, B'diyavid is Yotza. V'kam Akam Nach Shiachs of Yikre B'lai Brachas, if he heard the Megillah before the Kfura Sameis, he should repeat it after the Kfura. V'tfilin Lo Yuniach, V'tfilin he shouldn't put on a fila Acha Kfura, if even after the Kfura, Kivin Shoyam Rishi B'Evloi, and there are different Menhagim regarding the Tfilin. If it's the day of Purim when somebody, Rachman Tzlan, is an Oinen, then he is Mutav Basviyan, he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine, because there's a Chiv to eat meat and drink wine on Purim, and therefore he should eat them and drink them, even if he's an Oinen. And the halacha is that on there is a question in the Chachmas Adam. We know an Oinen doesn't make a bracha, but the Chachmas Adam's opinion is that this Oinen does make a bracha because Purim takes away the halacha of eating meat and drinking wine, overrides the chiyuv of aninus.